I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Not all hidden treasure is buried in the ground. Consider this situation. You and your wife are going on vacation, and she has some jewelry she wants to hide while you're gone just in case your home is burglarized. How would you handle this? Well, you'd grab your shovel and head for the backyard and pick a likely spot and dig a hole and bury the jewelry, right? Probably not. No, you'd find yourself a good hiding place in the house. Now I hear you asking, why are you talking about this topic, Dan? Hidden treasures inside a home? It's hard enough to get permission to hunt somebody's yard. You think they're going to invite me in to search their house, too? Okay, you may never have the opportunity to search an old house for forgotten valuables, but thinking through the process will sharpen your mind and help you find things in other situations. And who knows, maybe someday somebody will ask you to help find Grandpa's stash in the old abandoned family homestead. So where are common indoor hiding places? Well, the kitchen is a major possibility. The cookie jar or coffee pot tucked away up on the top shelf of the kitchen cabinet is often used as a hiding place for valuables. Under a pan in the stove. Stuck in an empty rug cleaner bottle under the sink. Even in a hollow leg in the kitchen table. My mother used to freeze things in an ice cube tray in the refrigerator. When I was a kid, I stuck a lot of stuff in those floor heat vents. I found a lot of stuff in those vents, too. Every time I moved, one of the first things I did was dig into those heat vents and retrieve valuables. Well, a bunch of coins, anyway. And fireplaces. A loose brick inside the fireplace or in the hearth, or stuck up in the vent where a burglar would get covered with soot trying to find it. How about in the bathroom? Under the top of the toilet? Nah, that's the first place most people look. You could spend days trying to cover the basement. So let's take a look at some of the more common indoor hiding places. And by the way, most people think they're the first one ever to come up with these great places to hide things. Here's a quick checklist of good possibilities for you. Inside bedposts and stairway posts, tucked under shelf braces, inside appliances like the toaster, in the battery compartments of radios, in electrical boxes, inside hollow doors. Did you know most inside doors are hollow? In and under mattresses, inside pillowcases, in the closet between the clothes or towels, tucked up in the rafters in the basement or attic, above and beneath door and window sills, under the rug or the linoleum or loose floorboards, behind a picture on the wall, and between the pages of books. I could never cover all the hiding places, but there are two books that do a pretty good job of it. The first one is called Search, with an exclamation point, by James Warnke, W-A-R-N-K-E. It advertises itself as the only comprehensive book ever published on finding hidden valuables in homes and yards. The second book I recommend is The Stash Book by Peter Jersman. That's spelled H-J-E-R-S-M-A-N. A review of this book called it a complete book on how to hide things around the house, useful for drug dealers, burglars, and just plain paranoids. And, I'd add, also useful for treasure hunters who want to think like people who hid their valuables and never came back for them. Thanks for listening, and please check out my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.